Good morning and welcome back to Hump Day Hallelujah. This is Pastor Scott coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And it is so good to be back. And so good. I think, I don't know if Andrea has missed recording Hump Days more than I have or if I've missed it more than she has, but it's good to be with you this morning as we fight over who missed it more. I was thinking, I'm standing here in our narthex that a lot of hard work has gone into renovating and updating, and it was quite a surprise to me as I came back from sabbatical to see the hard work that people had done and the generosity of folks in donating to this project, and we're close to the finish line. And some of that work, you know, not all of it has turned out the way that we had intended. With the best of intentions, sometimes mistakes happen. I'm reminded of a concept or an idea, I guess, is the word that Rob and I were, my wife and I were at a friend's house for a Bible study, and when we lived in Connecticut, and our friend's mother was a quilter, and she had a quilt hanging in her living room, and she pointed out in the quilt, or invited us to find the flaw, the intentional flaw that was sewn into the quilt that was hanging on her wall. It was the first time I had heard of this idea of intentionally sewing a flaw into a quilt as a reminder that none of us are perfect, only God is perfect, and that these imperfections are actually a part of what makes us human, and we do all make mistakes. Most of them aren't intentional, as the mistake that was here. But while the crew was hanging these signs to welcome people to Ascension Lutheran Church, to welcome them to worship for this past Sunday, a water pipe was hit and a leak was created and pandemonium and water everywhere and so forth. We're not going to keep this white as a reminder of each of our imperfection. But there is something about being reminded that as we come to the church, as we gather for worship on Sundays, each of us comes imperfect, flawed, intentionally, unintentionally. We have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and we come to this place to worship the risen Christ, to receive the forgiveness, the perfection that we can only receive through the blood and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We come through these doors, each a sinner in need of God's grace, each imperfect, although well-intentioned. We talk here a lot about unity and what binds us together. What binds us together is God's gracious love. And I invite you, if you're interested in being a part of a worshiping community that acknowledges our sinfulness, our imperfections, and comes each equally seeking the love and grace and forgiveness of Christ Jesus, I invite you to join us in person or online as your schedule and interest allows. For all are welcome to worship here and be a part of this grace-filled community. It is so good to be back here among you, to be back not only in this medium but in person here at the church. And if I haven't seen you yet, I look forward to seeing you soon. Take care.